Ding dong merrily on high, Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large, yes, Christmas on a pizza.
Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts and roast potato tots. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 22nd of December 2024. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday, 1 week away from the big day, the big turkey day,
you
the big
have,
eating
Mike,
day.
Yeah. You have that Thanksgiving glow.
I have the layered look because we have some colder temperatures that are slightly here. They're not going to get to me as much as Josh, but they cold temperatures coming
in. Go under 60? Under 60?
We may go under 60 next on Saturday, I think.
Wow.
I think
it is currently 51 degrees outside.
Oh, look at that. So he's different than I am. It was a little
nippy. I get to put a hoodie on today.
Oh, it's fun. We get excited about that down here. We really do.
Have fun in your 50-degree weather.
Yes, it's fun.
Don't worry, Rob. By noon, it says it's 67 degrees.
Well, if you need any help, I'll show up with a shovel. I've got an extra snow shovel.
I like it because it tells me that also, you know, we go right from, you know, the danger of Mother Nature with hurricanes to, bam, cold front, deal. That's it. And once again, to our friends out in the Pacific Northwest, we're thinking of you guys out there with your bomb cyclone. God, what a horrible name for that, you know?
How dare you, you know, say you get excited for 60-degree weather because it means it's 60.
You don't have any perspective on it because you're up north.
60 is the most non-committal temperature of them all.
When
it's not cold,
when it is 60 down here, people will put on clothing as though they were getting off a seaplane in Anchorage.
Big furry collars zipped up to the chin.
Speaking of neighborhoods.
Where are my gloves?
Josh's gloves.
So I'm doing the O'Mara household is filled with a variety of differing activities with my wife, who is just an inch deep and a mile wide.
Yes.
As far as trying to continue to build on her little online empire that she has. And she's doing lots of fun stuff too. So the part of the stuff involves letter writing and doing the, and you go to Carla's website and she'll tell you all about
what
she's
is
doing.
Her,
it's fun.
What is her master? Does she want to absorb other anestheticians into her business? Or does
anestheticians?
She just, what, I mean, is she putting people to sleep?
You mean
what is she doing?
Estheticians?
Yeah, what you said.
It would be anesthetists.
Anesthetists?
Yeah, estheticians. That's what.
Does she want to absorb other face people into her business? Does she want
She has from a variety of lines of work. So, yes, that's included, but
does
not
she play
exclusive
tough?
To that.
Does she play tough and ask for protection from other estheticians?
What do you mean?
Like mob stuff. She can say, it would be very unfortunate.
Oh, you mean
something
like extorting? Like she's coming out, we'll offer you protection. We'll offer you protection. No, she just is.
It would be unfortunate if something happened to your dermaplane. That's all I'm saying.
She reps for products that can be offered by people in skincare, healthcare. I don't want to go into the boring details of what she does, but that's
nothing,
what she does.
Nothing Egyptian, is it?
And then she's got other side hustles. Carla's the queen of the side hustle.
That's true.
And, you know, last I checked with my ledger, thank God for that. It's, it's keeping us chugging.
I hear you.
That's really what we do. So it's busy, busy, busy time. And I do the show yesterday, and then I beat feet out to Happy Acres, thinking I'm going to get my usual. Jesus, they blow me up. They blow me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like, okay.
Who is it, Mike? Is it the fans?
I love getting news notifications, but I'm very distracted by them. All right.
Okay.
And I don't need to know that J.D. Vance is on Capitol Hill. I don't need that. CNN. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
He, you know, his name sounds a lot like a DJ or a game show host.
J.D. Vance, how are you? Getting back to it. I got distracted. Let me stay focused. I have trouble focusing sometimes. So we get some rain and it's canceled. The game changes. Carl and I have prearranged that if that happens, I'm going to pick my kid up at school. I beat feet down there. As I'm driving down the super slab of I-75, a road that I have described from personal experience as quite dangerous, the rain gets heavier and heavier.
Yes.
And I'm going up three exits because I'm going past my home exit, two exits down to pick up my son. And I'm,
is that
I'm
where
well,
the big sign, it just says school, right? It just says
school here, finger pointing.
Like that.
Right off the highway.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down, and the rain's getting heavier. And we didn't, they blew the forecast. They didn't call for it. They said maybe a little rain, maybe an occasional rumble of thunder, but nothing to really worry about. Well, it was steady. Nasty, because they suck down here when we get any kind of weather, and they suck because they never have to predict anything besides hurricanes and that. And then it's dry and sunny for 3 million days of the year. Getting back to what I was saying. So I'm driving down. I've called Carla. I said, or texted Carla. I said, going to pick Michael up. Everything's cool. Helping her out because she's got to slay the dragon yesterday down at her joint, her brick and mortar store. Next to the brand new Mexican restaurant, which I am excited you can eat. So
it sure would be a shame if something were to happen to your burritos. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Mob hasn't arrived there yet, so don't worry about it.
Sorry about that.
So I'm driving down, and as it gets heavier rain, it's wide open traffic because it is approximately 12:45, 12:50, 1 o'clock-ish. That's when I'm driving. There's not the traffic of coming or going at that particular time.
It's usually early pickup, isn't it?
But I'm not gonna because I'm gonna beat feet down there and just figure out what I'm gonna do. I'll tell you what I did after the fact.
Great,
because I did something bad,
Mike.
So I'm driving down and suddenly I see brake lights, sudden brake lights, and there's really no traffic at all. And it makes me realize, and this is for anybody that does any highway driving, folks, you know, you're cruising along at 60, 70, even 80 miles an hour, and you just never know what's going to happen. And I'm here to tell you, whatever happens, it happens fast, because that's now what has happened to me twice. One resulted in a horrible wreck where I totaled my car, and we had another one yesterday. I didn't total my car. I avoided it, but man, oh man, I see the brake lights. As I come out, I start to veer over to the right lane because I'm smelling something bad, but I can't see anything yet, except then I see debris, and it looks to me like a bumper in the middle of the road. Now I'm freaking
out.
That's huge. I'm slowing down to like 40 miles per hour.
Yeah.
As I get up there, over to the side, there is, I don't want to call it a backhoe. It's kind of one of those smaller, square earth movers that has the arm on the front of it.
Yeah.
And
a big helper.
It is. Its tread is halfway in the dirt, and the other half's on the road.
So like then the tank tread that moves it is off it?
Yeah. And then I see debris. Make a long story short, it has fallen off the back of the trailer that was carrying it.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't chained down properly. I believe that's called an
excavator.
The
strap. An excavator. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
That's why he's here.
Yep.
To keep me straight.
He
so
looks
I don't
good
sound
to
like a
I bet Josh.
I sound like a little bit of an idiot, but not a total idiot.
Well, you didn't drop a backhoe onto the highway.
Unbelievable. Falls off. The excavator falls off the trailer. The trailer, unscathed.
Of course.
Pulled off to the side of the road.
Probably
having a smoke. Flashers on, leaving a trail of carnage. Thank God. I don't think anybody got hit by the debris that was falling from the sky and chips of plastic and metal and shards. And this is all happening in the blink of an eye. I just got there in time to get by it. I looked now, him back at me. It was already starting to lock up. On
when you are behind something that is on a truck that looks like it might be precariously or half-acidly trapped down, do you avoid it on purpose? Do you get away from it?
No, I tailgate, Rob, because
I mean, is that something that concerns you is what I'm saying? Or do you just assume
depends
that it's
on
not?
The, it depends on the style of guard. There is so much everywhere with work trucks where sometimes you see what I like to call the haphazard work truck, where, you know, precarious tools.
It's the Florida man.
It's the Florida man tool.
Florida man.
Where it's just willy-nilly rakes, shovels just thrown into a 5-gallon bucket.
Right. Yeah. I used to move furniture for a living among my very jobs. And what always throws me when I'm driving down the road, if I get behind someone that has a mattress or a box spring, or God forbid both, like strapped to the top of a Corolla.
Yeah, sedan.
And it's on the And when they're driving, they invariably have their hand up holding the mattress like out of their window. And I want to tell them that if that mattress wants to go, it's going. And all it needs is for the wind to get under it from driving. So I am really weird about driving behind mattresses.
I get it, because they can be really floppy and look like they're going to go at any moment. I am really getting close to old man zone, where I'm just going to avoid the superhighway, because it is so, you know, that first the total of the car, then the road rock that came off a dump truck or some miscellaneous truck, then this, where, you know, you would think that they'd be trained to strap these things down, but obviously that was not
maybe,
the case.
No, maybe he it's did not laziness. Put on the parking brake.
It's laziness.
Yeah, it's laziness. It is lazy.
I see way too often on 95, I see boats that have came off the trailers. It's probably...
Come off. That have come off. I'm gonna be your... you can teach me. I'm going to teach you. That have come off. There you go.
Yes, they have left the trailer.
They have left...
They have parted company with the trailer.
You're just like my wife. You're just like my wife. The quick study of Mr. Soroka. The laziness is also packing up. Even an extension cord can be problematic if it flies off the back of a truck.
I hate seeing someone that just puts a big orange extension cord, just throws it in a bucket. They do that. I hate that.
So I get by this. And then I'm still
early. Did it raise your pulse?
It made me, it made me think about what could have happened and think about the, you know, how close we all really are to something bad happening.
That is more old man than avoiding the highways right there.
And it made me think about how, time is promised to no one. And it made me think about the fact that you should enjoy every day to its fullest, and it made me realize that I also had about a half an hour before I really had to pick up Michael.
Literally time to kill.
And it made me realize that there's a Dunkin' Donuts right across the street from Michael's school.
Oh, and you had a chance that you could have died without having the last Dunkin'.
You could have.
They could have laid you in the ground without the taste of Noxzema basking around in your mouth.
So when I got to his school, I don't want to be – I like being first. It's fun to be first in line, but it's not worth being first in line with, 30 minutes before the next car gets him back. You don't want to be that guy.
Right.
First
in line at my kid's school is 2 hours.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Wow. Is that what – if you really want to be first, you got to get there.
I have done –
who are the people that – who all these people?
I've done the early pickup, like two and a half hours early, and there's 1 to 2 cars in line.
Really? Wow.
When I used to pick up the kids at elementary school, if you got there any later than a half hour before, you were in the road. They didn't have the capability to hold it, so you'd have to go like 40 minutes early.
Right. Right. At Gold Brick Academy, unfortunately,
what's it called?
Gold Brick Academy.
Oh, that's great.
I'm able to get there. If I am there a full half hour, maybe a full 40 minutes before, I can be first in line.
Well, that's because there's 12 students.
Yes. Maintaining my status as my new
but
name.
You don't need
Captain
you don't
Broke.
Need- What? Like you don't need to get there early because it's easy to spot your car because it's not a Bentley.
Right. Exactly.
Look for the car that doesn't have a chauffeur.
So I get in the line, and there are three cars in front of me at the DD, at the Dunkin' Donuts. And so that is spilling me out. The Dunkin' Donuts is wedged next to a 7-Eleven with a Jimmy John's in between. Is there any connection between Jimmy John's and Dunkin'? Do they own Jimmy John's?
No, I don't think so.
Because some investment group just bought Jimmy John's yesterday.
Okay. So it just happens to be there. But the drive-thru is on the right side of the Jimmy John's with the Dunkin' at the far end of the building. And in on the other side, with an alley up the middle where the drive-thru window is the 7-Eleven. So it's very busy. And
sounds like a happening neighborhood, yeah.
What's that, Josh?
Yeah, just park and hit all three.
Yeah, well, you could do that. You could, but people are coffeeing up at this particular time of day. I have already... I forgot to mention this. Yeah. I have already had my lunch, so I have a beverage in the car. I told you I almost got hit by a flying
You don't
flying
need to defend
excavator.
Me. You don't need to defend to me. So I'm guessing the beverage you have is a Diet Coke
from a retailer.
Oh, yeah. See, I was assuming a Slurpee from next door.
No, the Diet Coke is from a previous stop. I forgot to add in.
Was it a Dairy Queen?
No.
Was it a Culver's?
No.
Was it McDonald's?
No. Keep going.
Was it a Burger King? You like Burger King? A Diet Coke from Josh? Anything?
It'd be a Wendy's.
No.
No, he doesn't like Wendy's.
Okay. One of the big ones.
It can't be a Taco Bell because that's
PepsiCo. No, they're Pepsi.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. It was a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, you lied then.
Yeah, sorry. It was a Diet Pepsi. It was
that
Taco
was
Bell.
A lie, and we have to take 20 points off the board for that. I am so disappointed.
That is a lie. Well, I have that somewhere. Yeah, it was Taco Bell because I told you I almost died.
What did you get to eat at TB?
Three soft tacos.
Steak soft tacos?
The number two.
Right. Yeah, yes,
did you upgrade them to chicken or steak?
I upgraded to extra beef.
Oh, so
like
it's just
extra stuff.
It's just the ground up horse one. It's not a steak soft taco.
It was really good.
Did it talk to you later?
No.
All right,
so you were
set for dessert by this point.
I was ready. I was truly ready, and I'm sorry about the. I'm really sorry about saying that it was a Diet Coke and not a Diet Pepsi. Okay.
That is a lie.
If you had said Diet Pepsi, I would have gotten it wicked fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I have to go so deep into my soundboard to find stuff. Yes. I really do.
But Mike, it's always
worth
it. You
know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt.
Martha.
They make me laugh. I really do.
Well,
they have no relation
with the excavator.
Yeah, the excavator. Yeah. I saw who was driving it.
I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
Okay.
You know, Ray Barboni is sad because it's under 60 degrees in Miami.
Rob, ask me what beverage I had.
What beverage did you drink, Mike?
I had a Diet Coke.
That is a lie.
This is a stupid show. This is such a dumb show.
It's
so,
a great show. Yeah.
Three soft tacos, the extra thing, and then stopped to the Dunkin', got through, had my three donuts, felt absolutely like dog s.
You know what would have been great is if you had held off and went taco donut, taco donut, taco donut.
No, that's nastiness. You want to have
depends
all the
on
sweet
the
at the same time.
What kind of donuts? I'm
spoken like a man who's probably pulled that off before. Have you done that before?
No, I've never done the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Never,
ever.
No, I've been to Dunkin' Donuts usually under protest.
Hold on, I've got.
Have you seen? Or have you tried the cheeseburger where it's a Krispy Kreme bun?
I've had that. That started in Richmond, I think. There was a diner.
What chain sells that?
I see it at food trucks occasionally.
They do it in some ballparks. But I think it started at the 3rd Street Diner in Richmond in the
By the way,
early
Rob
90s.
Spiewak, for those of you that are listening right now, just said that he's never been to a Dunkin' Donuts.
That is a lie.
Listen, Diet Pepsi, that is not what I said. I said I've never done the...
is a lie.
I've never done the drive-thru.
Oh, you've never done the drive-thru?
No, I've been to a Dunkin' a lot of times. And as I said, always under protest because their stuff tastes like Noxzema.
But you go in because you like to see the big wall of donuts.
I do like that. And I like the employees at Dunkin' are always good for conversation. I mostly spend my time there visiting.
You go in and have your cigarette.
Yeah, I have a
Parliament,
cigarette.
Take a big dump. Casey Affleck.
Great,
all over the place.
Great restrooms at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Knock off the tacos and the donuts. Not a healthy day. Not a healthy day. So unhealthy that I didn't even bother weighing myself this morning. I will weigh myself tomorrow morning. And I will tell you that I get to not the first, not the second. I am now in the third position, which means I am the first car in the straight row, not the turnaround, which is fine with me. And at that point,
I would assume, Mike, that if you had the three tacos, by the time you got home, you would be in the third position.
Let me say that I got into the line, and the next thing I remember was a car horn beeping at me with my son in front of the car because I am sound.
No!
Deep, deep, deep asleep.
That is so sad.
Like completely like chin on chest in front.
Oh, you will be talked about in the teacher's lounge today. Did you see what the disc jockey did?
That's the man with the alcohol problem.
That's the disc jockey.
That is a sugar crash.
Yeah,
that is a sugar crash of huge proportions. And
do you know how long you were asleep?
He gets picked. I got in line. I was in line by maybe it had to be around 2 o'clock, 2:05. He's picked up at 2:30. So 2:25, 2:30, at least 25 minutes.
Did you have did you even have the radio on or anything?
No.
You're just gone in a shut-off car, sleeping like you used to do at the elementary school after your morning show.
I'm not proud. By the way, it's my sleep patterns that are effed up beyond anything. I went to bed at 9:40 last night. I woke up at midnight. No, at quarter of one, 10 of one.
Wow.
Stayed up for an hour, went back to sleep, got up at 5:40. It's a mess. It's a hot mess. Really is.
How many teachers tapped on the window before they resorted to the horn?
It was just the horn in back of me, just a quick and a little, nah, just a nah, and I immediately.
So it wasn't a make sure you're alive.
No, it was not one of those. It was not.
There wasn't a mirror under your nose at any time?
You know I can't be the only one with people sitting there in a car for a half an hour. I can't be the only one that's like busy on the phone. And by the way, these lines, the reason they're 2 hours, Josh, are because of phones. Because people have something to do.
That's
if
right.
they didn't have something to do, you probably wouldn't have the lines like they were.
No, you've completely intrigued me now. I want to go early just for a nap.
Yes. You
that
get
does
yourself
sound good.
A nap. Maybe, you know, you could conceivably get there super early and set the alarm on your phone to wake you up 5 minutes before you got to pick up if the line stays stagnant.
I don't know. I think it's bad to sleep on school grounds. But it does remind me
Why? Did you just open your mouth and say whatever came into your mind?
No, you can't do that.
Why do you
think
it's bad to sleep on school grounds?
It's creepy and you're unaware and the fact is you probably did slow the line down. That's not
efficient.
Creepy
is Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. We'll get to creepy in a minute. But
you know what else? Yeah. It's adjacent to the creepiness of you having the ice cream cone at the elementary school after the morning show. You love to go to schools, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm picking my kid up, ass. That's what I'm doing. I'm picking my
kid up. You weren't picking your kid up at Marshall Elementary.
Did you try to dispose of the Dunkin' and Taco Bell trash before Michael would catch you?
Let me just say a big thank you to the Dunkin' Donuts Company for an emptied trash can with the long mouth. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The one that has the,
the drive-through trash can.
And I was able to discard the Taco Bell bag. In the big mouth, but I didn't discard the Dunkin' bag because I wasn't done eating it, and I couldn't stand in the line and wait till I consumed the donuts and then throw it away. I would have backed up, but there were two cars, so I couldn't get to the big.
Did I ask you what variety of donut you got?
Regular glazed,
just glazed. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what
You didn't feel like going with chocolate or one of the Homer Simpson donuts?
No, yuck.
Did you get an extra for Michael? Because then you get to say, I grabbed him a treat for after school.
Nope. Didn't even think of him.
What
he
you
wasn't even
done,
on my mind at all. At all, one little bit.
When you went through the drive-thru, you should have said, I'll have three glazed donuts. I'm picking my son up at school, and I want to give him a treat.
No, didn't do that. And then The pickup went fine. We went home. Everything. Carla came home. As Carla comes home, I'm experiencing the sugar high all day long. And this goes into the evening. I want to say about 5, 5:30, whatever. One of the chores we have my son do, he is the dog walker. And he, like every 11, 12-year-old, you know what they do. They all resist any chore. They fight to the death, everyone. We finally get him to go outside. I hear, Stevie, yeah. And then I hear Carla, and then I hear quiet, silence, and I don't. I am purposefully not going outside to deal with this debacle.
Okay.
Carla wanted the extra dog. I didn't. I take care of that dog. Walked him this morning. Took him down to the park down in the corner. He took a dump. I got Winslow. Took him for his walk. Walked him back inside. And the door was open, I guess. I didn't shut it completely. As I turned the corner, Stubby, leashless, is standing out in front of the house. That will play a role in what I'm going to tell you in a second here.
Does he try to get out?
I think he's just, if there is trouble anywhere,
right.
This terrible, terrible dog will find it, and he will succeed at doing it.
Lucky that he was just in the yard, though, because Linus is a runner. Will go parading around the neighborhood.
I know you
want to
talk about Linus, but please, let me just finish. We're short on time. I want to tell you this, that the reason this was a problem is because last night when I hear nothing, there is something going on three doors down from our house. Mrs. O'Mara comes back into the house. She, by the way, is in her chill outfit, wearing like a t-shirt, jammy bottoms, and a little robe. That's what she's been outside in because she did not expect to be.
Sounds nice.
Chateau Interrupto. That's what he is.
All I did was.
That's all he does. He comes in here and he interrupts everybody every day. That's what he does. I'm just trying to get through this story. Miss O'Mara comes back. She's absolutely apoplectic upset. Mm-hmm. Extremely upset. There is a major altercation with a neighbor three doors down. Winslow has gotten off the leash and run into this three doors down neighbor, and Carla gets down there yelling for Winslow, and she is screamed at by the neighbor without any hesitation. Get your dog out of my yard. Put him on a leash. The wife next to the husband who's yelling is I'm getting this all secondhand.
All right.
I wasn't there. I didn't know what was happening.
Put your robe on and run down there?
No, I was fully clothed, Josh.
Mike's jammy bottoms and his t-shirt.
No jammy bottoms for me, fully clothed. And the woman was pointing at my wife. Mm-hmm. And it's a big thing. It's a big thing. And here's the thing. I get it. I understand that a dog is supposed to be on a leash. I know it's the law around here. I have trained Winslow when nobody's giving me crap about it, to be on the collar where he heels next to me. I take him down to the park and I go break, and then he does his little circle around, comes back. On my left heel, he is there the whole
time.
That's
awesome. That's excellent training.
But
it really
this comes into play because they said, we saw that your dogs are not on leashes, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, today when I took the dog out because of the effers three doors down, I had Winslow on the leash because I know they're going to make trouble. And they said, you'll be hearing from somebody about this, blah, blah. You know what? Here's the thing. I get it. I know what the rules are. I know there are, but there are ways you handle stuff and ways you don't handle stuff. And we are neighbors. And in the era of the children of the greatest generation, these entitled live in a bubble f**ks that are down here and they could care less about being civil because they're protected and they're entitled and they're coddled. And the days of really the concept of being civil, even to someone who lives three doors down from you, is lost on these childless, wizened bastards that don't have any desire to scream at an 11-year-old and then scream at my wife. So I took the dogs out today, and I was hoping. I'm not going to go knock on a door last night. Not going to go that far.
Right.
Not going to be that guy. But I was hoping.
When you walk to the park with Winslow, say, or Stubby, do you go by their house or are they three doors the other direction?
They are three doors. It's by their house.
Okay. So they have a chance to spot you then.
Here's another problem.
Okay.
Mrs. O'Mara does a lot of the walking. My son does a lot of the walking. I do the early
sure,
morning walk.
Because you're up.
Carla's saying to me, you know that guy, the guy on the bicycle. I don't. I couldn't pick
so
him
you've
out
had
of the
no,
lineup.
You've had no right. We've heard about some of your neighbors, and we can sort of
George,
picture.
I know George. I know Chris. I know our neighbors across the street who I
Gail
had a very pleasant
Bill.
Exchange yesterday with, which means new leaf turned over, new
good.
New season, new hi, how are you, why?
The holidays, the Mike, the holidays.
But I can't. And Carla says, you know who I'm talking. Carla, I don't. She has the hair that comes right down. Nope. Don't know. Sorry. Can't pick them out of a lineup. So I'm guessing which house it is. And I'm kind of eyeballing. I'm kind of stink eyeing the house.
Sure.
Hoping that. And I can only think it's the clear front door because they've obviously peered out this door to see what's going on. But getting back to my point.
Okay.
No matter what the problem. Can't you just say, would you mind putting him on a leash? Because I really, we don't want him getting down here and pooping in our yard. And totally understandable.
Well, Mike, even
absolutely
more than that.
Understandable.
Even more than that, how this should have gone is Carla should have, you know, found him, leashed him, looked at them and said, I'm really sorry he got loose. It was my mistake. And
which, if she had been dealt with without being screamed at, she would have.
Yeah. And that's how you handle it. And then they
I believe her sign off was get a life.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Think that's what she said.
That'll help.
She was upset like through the night. And there's no
Isn't
need.
That what the person at the drive-thru at Dunkin' said to you after you got your donut?
Yeah, it's three glazed at 1:30 in the afternoon. Get a life. You'll be sleeping soon.
But the be the good neighbor, what you always have to prepare to say is, as long as he didn't destroy anything, just say, you know, it's cool. Sorry, but, you know, it's,
well,
but it's
and
okay.
And everyone knows. The dogs get off leashes once in a while.
Yeah.
No one does it on purpose.
Well,
yeah,
it's
true.
I kind of walk him without a leash. So they had a point about that. You know, but he, and you know what? It was uncool what he did. It was
Mike,
uncool.
You.
Hold on.
You let that go earlier. You did not mention
well,
that you
that
walked
go,
him without
and
a leash.
I think that right. maybe last night,
right.
You know, regarding that he got off the leash.
Yes.
That is a lie.
So, Mike, what you're saying
he
is...
He may not have been on the leash.
You had a delicious Diet Coke, and he was always on the leash.
That is a lie.
See, we've always been told that you walk the dog without your pants.
No,
but
no.
We have been told there was a leash.
Oh, you remember that, like when I would take him into the backyard and
I don't
stand
know
out there in my skivvies?
Why don't I remember that? I don't
no, I've gone out there in my underwear early in the morning. I'll go out there with
like
a T-shirt
in
my
thing.
Underwear. Yeah, okay. I've done that. I've done that. And look, I get it. I get it. There's a legitimate... You can be right and be an a-hole at the same time.
That's true.
Isn't that accurate?
Yeah,
right?
Accurate. Yeah.
You can be correct and still be a jerk about it. And that's the issue I have. Can't you be cool? Can't you be cool? And even sometimes... If you're not being a real jerk, it is kind of a jerky thing to even bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Does it really affect your life? Is it an area that you're using? Oh, that's right. Never. That's what it is. It is. It's space that's never used.
You're
it's
right.
used by me because I got a couple of dogs.
Right.
And I throw the baseball in the backyard with my kid. That's it. I'm the only one that uses it.
Mm-hmm.
And there occasionally is a neighbor down the way that has one of those big, you know, inflatable slides for a birthday party or something like that.
Have
but
you ever
these
used
two,
that?
What?
Have you ever used the slide?
No, but I put my dogs on it and off leash. And they slide down it and just leave
Do they leave streaks bump. Because they're relieving themselves?
Skids.
As
they skid right down.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. I can tell that the dog has used it.
There are moments, Josh, I don't know if you can relate to this. There are moments that I so hate Florida. There are moments where it's just so safe, entitled, and people have no business being a-holes. They're in no danger. There is no, you know, threat to anything in their world, but they make their own trouble, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are these full-time residents or snowbirds?
I don't know. That's
because he can't
recognize them.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick the people out of a lineup. I really, I wouldn't know. But you know, when we talk about snowbirds, for those of you that may have lived in a box and don't know the concept, the people that actually come down here because it's too cold, and then they go back when it's too hot. Yeah, live the perfect life of people that you know, really, in many cases, have 30 or more years of work years that they could do, you know, but they're down here effing off. And
remember, you just said you could be right without being an a-hole. That's what you're being right now. You're right about the snowbirds, but you shouldn't be mad at them. Don't be an a-hole about it.
You don't live with them. I live with them down here, and I've seen the bad behavior, and the bad behavior makes me really, really get that bad taste in my mouth, and especially when my kid gets screamed at him by them.
You made peace with the folks across the street. Maybe you could make peace with this couple with 3 glazed donuts. Bring it to them. Here you are. I give you these donuts as a peace offering.
You know, sometimes your lack of concern for anything in any world, anywhere, really frustrates me.
Mike, are you attaching a little bit too much importance to this?
I am not.
That is a lie.
F you, Rob. We're going to take a break.
You should have a
right
diet. Oh, I want to go to spots.
Yes, spots. More from you.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, what was that?
Just something.
We had a talk about that yesterday.
You had to talk about what yesterday?
Just something.
Monday.
Yeah, remember?
No.
Coming up Monday?
You guys have another one of those meetings without me?
No, you were there. Were you just not tuned in?
This is something Monday?
The 3 donuts.
No, it's not the donuts.
You're not going to give me a straight answer. Is there something happening Monday I don't know
about? Yes, something quite large.
All right, play the commercial thing.
Right, let's go to spots. And
be aware.
And we'll have a meeting after the show where we remind you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I am here to be connected. I look forward to it. I look forward to that meeting.
That is a lie.
We're serving Diet Pepsi. It'll be good.
We'll be right back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening. This is Mike O'Meara. Yeah.
You're silly.
Laundry is a chore until now. Meet Laundry Sauce, the game-changing detergent that turns laundry day into a luxurious experience. Powered by high-performance pods and the world's best fragrances, crafted by the same experts behind top designer scents, Laundry Sauce transforms every load into a sensory delight. Mm. From Australian sandalwood to Siberian pine, your laundry will never, I mean never, smell the same. When I tried Siberian pine, Carla thought I'd switched cologne. But don't just take my word for it. Sarah raves BRB, crying over my laundry detergent.
It's not emotional for her. It is. Yeah.
Not satisfied? Get a full refund, no questions asked. Upgrade your laundry game with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off, everybody.
Go! There it is. Mike, you know, my son brought home an S load of laundry because he wanted to use Laundry Sauce and not do his laundry at school. So he actually, that's the reason he said he brought home laundry, is that he liked our soap.
You know, I love your kids. I truly, truly do.
Yeah.
And you've always, you've always highlighted the differences between your son and your daughter. Your daughter really kind of off on her own, doing her own thing, has her beau. Mm-hmm. Your son, on the other hand, do you fear that perhaps when the West Virginia University days have ended that he will be reestablishing roots,
Mike,
in your domicile?
It is not a fear as much as it is an anticipation, because just like his papa, he thinks it might be best to come back to his own. And you know what? We'll be glad to have him.
Of course.
For a small stipend every month.
There you go. Hey, I think he should pay rent. That's the way it should go. People always threaten to leave the country if their candidate doesn't win, but nobody's actually ever done it until now.
Oh.
Now, this doesn't have a lot of gravitas to it, because I think these are yesterday's big names, or one of them.
And when you look into the names, most of them already owned homes overseas.
Exactly. But okay, this is making some news.
All right.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi have moved to England.
Great.
And they are selling their estate in Montecito, California.
Montecito.
You know, if Jack Kent Cook, when he was alive, had a vacation home, it probably was in Montecito.
Yeah, yeah. He might have a summer place in Sarasota, though.
Sarasota. Sources say it is indeed because of Donald Trump. The key word here is sources. This isn't official, but it's being reported all over the place. And Ellen and Portia were spotted at a British pub just last week watching the Irish band The Corrs perform. Not familiar with them. Does anybody know them?
Yeah, I think they had one hit, I think. But, you know, the thing that delayed this move is that she had to get an agreement that nobody in all of Great Britain would look her in the eye when she walked down the street.
That's the behind-the-scenes stuff you used to hear about her.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Evil
she
lady.
She might have moved to England for her own behaviors.
Yes. Well, because listen to that. Listen to the fundamentalist. It slipped through. It slipped through. Her own evil behaviors.
Ellen DeGeneres move to England.
She's had her own problems, and she probably already owned a home there.
Yeah.
There was a report about another person last week that came out and spoke about how she moved out, but then they looked and she moved during COVID.
Okay. All right. Who do we have the name of that person?
The Sofia Vergara.
Vergara,
yes.
Oh, really?
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Ellen and Portia already have a new home in a region called the Cotswolds.
Oh, look who's moved in.
I understand that they're moving out. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel, connecting with family and friends. Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature. You know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. So it's like
the ice cream
you get at the stadium.
I want. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Out of downtown London and into the Cotswolds.
Yeah. I got a telegram from Josh Stroker that warned me of their behavior. I don't know. I think I just became a woman. I started as a man.
Oh, my goodness. I believe that I was walking by, I was riding my bicycle by the DeGeneres' home, and I saw them out on the lawn scissoring.
What type of behaviors are they? I was down at their manor, and I'm yet to meet the husband.
Oh, just another day in the Cotswolds. It's really happy London. Wayne Knight. Do we have this video? Do you have Wayne Knight's video?
No, Newman, right?
All right, Newman from Seinfeld. I didn't send it to either one of you because I thought that I'd just share the story.
Okay.
And he gets interviewed, and he's skinny. He's lost a lot of weight.
Still he says ugly, though.
Hello, Jerry.
He's lost more than 100 pounds from his heaviest, and it's costing him. Apparently, Hollywood isn't convinced that he can be as talented now that he's thinner. Well, I get that. He's always been the fat guy in his
movies. You know who else had the same problem? Was VCU alumna Stephen First, Flounder.
Yeah, they want you fat when they typecast you as fat. He told TMZ, quote, "It takes time for people to accept you as you are, and then they find out whether or not you can still do things without being fat." He's not too worried, though. He said, "It's just what it is." And he seemed happy. I watched the interview. As for how Wayne lost... Okay, we've got it. This is Wayne Knight. We'll just show a little bit of that. That's him.
Look how handsome he is now.
Isn't he nice? That's how it helps. It makes a big deal.
Such a forehead.
He can play now roles where it's not just the goofy guy that screws everything up.
And he's a great actor. I think he's more than capable of doing anything.
Best part of Jurassic Park.
They asked him how he lost the weight. He said everything that anyone could ever try. Therapy, drugs, surgery, radiation.
Radiation? Wow.
To being taken by aliens. He's, I think, kidding. He said one of those things eventually worked, but he doesn't know which one. Well, I have a theory.
The one that worked for me. Yeah.
Very possibly. That people get weird about saying whether they're on these medications like semaglutide or tirzepatide.
I bet that goes away. Just like, you know, it used to be sort of a stigma if you took any sort of mood-altering medication, which I think we all do now.
I think you're absolutely
right. And it doesn't
care.
And I think people will just come to terms with it.
I think you have to accept it. If it enhances your life, improves your life, why not? Rob Spiewak sent this to me under the heading, Fake Public Relations Department of Major Movie House Story.
Yes, from my news bureau, Mike.
Here we go. If you're a huge Wicked fan and you're psyched for the movie, this is not going to be music to your ears.
Oh, no.
AMC theaters are not going to let you sing along.
No!
It's such BS. They're running a 30-second warning set to clips from the movie that says, quote, "No talking, no texting, no singing."
That's BS.
"No wailing, no flirting, and absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies."
What name calling?
I don't know.
Well, hey, nerd.
If I happen to stumble into a theater down here and that neighbor three doors down was down there, you know, I'd say, "Enjoy the film, effer."
Yeah, but they would show you the door if that happened.
I bought tickets yesterday to see Wicked.
You going to take the daughter to Wicked?
I'm taking the daughter tomorrow evening. After I bought the tickets, I saw it is 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
That's about right. Yeah.
All right. Next week, Monday, can we get a review? Can we get
a review? Of course.
All right. Very good.
Yeah,
I saw it on, you know, Mike, I saw it on Broadway, and I was very pleased with it. I thought it was a great show. I even bought the soundtrack album, and I've listened to it a couple times, but here's some words of advice to the people of Wicked. You don't have a single catchy song in the whole picture or the whole show.
I agree. And I saw it at the Hippodrome.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Memorable part.
It's a great show. Very entertaining. But I can't. I've listened to the album
twice. Well, you at least have
twice.
A daughter you're taking to it. You know.
Yes.
Not Sammy Mangino.
Well, that's the thing. I'm taking my 10-year-old daughter. When I saw it at the Hippodrome, I took my older daughters, who were probably about 10 then.
Mike, you might want to check it out. They're selling donuts at the theater now.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate everything about it. I'll be as far away from that as humanly possible. Wicked!
I'll not see it in a theater. I will check it out when it comes on TV. I mean, I want to see it.
Mike, you can be in the room right next door watching Gladiator.
Oh, wow. That's right. With Denzel. Yeah. What's not to like?
What if we did a movie where it was Gladiator with Denzel, but he was painted green?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be wicked good.
Anyway, there's the rest of the story. I am not going to go along with the theater's promotional efforts. Not
oh, you're
going
get
to do that.
You're going to get sucked in, so beware.
Thanksgiving is a time of gratitude, giving back, and sharing time with family and friends. And this year, it seems like younger adults are embracing thankfulness, but older adults aren't in the mood. You
really?
Think?
Wow.
Anyway, I'll stop. A new survey asked people, does your family have a Thanksgiving tradition of going around the table and announcing what you're thankful for? 30% of people said yes, including more than 40% of Gen Zers and millennials. My own personal feeling, that is a self-serving, self-indulgent, narcissistic exercise.
We've tried
I'm really thankful. And you do it, you know, you try to make yourself look good. And it. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
We've tried it, and it turned out exactly like that. I lost interest halfway through.
There's a big drop off after the young people. Only 17% of boomers say they do that.
Hey, boomer.
It was also less popular in the Midwest than any other part of the country. Can I make a suggestion?
Please.
For the large Thanksgiving table. If you have the comedy gene in you somewhere or something's funny, try to make people laugh.
Yes.
Try to make people laugh. Try to be funny this Thanksgiving. I'm going to a house full of people that I don't know that well, and I plan to try to be as funny and charming as I possibly can, you know?
Will you break out any of your Thanksgiving impressions?
Yes. Yes. Miles Standish.
Miles Standish was played by Jerry Colonna. It might sound like this.
Babaloo! I just hopped on the Mayflower, hopped around. Yeah. It's like a cobbled together. I left the Cotswolds. I'm Miles Standish. Anyway.
I like Desi Arnaz's Miles Standish. I think that worked.
Babaloo! They also asked, compared to previous Thanksgivings, how do you feel this year? 37% of people said more thankful, 39% said about as. Who cares? I don't care.
Mike, 13% were. 13%
Rob,
were undecided.
Rob, let him finish. Rob.
Sorry. Mike, I'm sorry.
Rob,
I'm sorry.
We have to stop. I've tried desperately not to stop the show.
All right, stop it.
We have three people, ladies and gentlemen, in different parts of the country. I have tried my damnedest to make this work. It is not working. Please.
Are we ending it now?
Please. No, we are not ending the show.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Simply trying to get everyone heard.
I understand.
Just so we can balance it out just a little bit. Please, oh, please, can we do that?
It shall be done.
Thank you so much. Yes. Josh, you were saying.
Well, you cut off going through those percentages, and I assume there's 30% that think this is the absolute last Thanksgiving and nothing to be thankful
Armageddon, you mean? Is that what they're thinking?
Well, no, Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not there. I'm really not there. I am trying desperately, as I hope a lot of people like-minded are kind of just trying to put it in the back of my mind a little more. Are you trying, Rob, to put it in the back of your mind a bit?
Had a pretty intense conversation with the family last night about, well, just, you know, Julia's not home, but the three of us. And I said, you know, guys, it's going to be really unforeseen what's going to happen for the next 4 years. But keep in mind, we've still got to get through the next 4 years. If there's going to be any sort of seismic shift, don't look for anything until 2028. And until then, do the best you can. That's it. Just do the best you can. I'm not going to get up every day worried about it because there's nothing I can do about it.
I kind of feel the same way at this point. However... just so you know, Josh, right in the back of my mind, right over here, right over in this part of my brain right here, the I told you so, the I told you so's are going to be right here, you know.
Me too. We'll
see. For us, right? Like when things go great. Okay. And I hope you are able to do it to me. I swear to God, I do. I really hope that that's the case. I hope that I go, you know, okay, this seems to be doing well. I really, really hope so, but I'm freaked a little bit, but I'm trying to put it in the back of my mind, and that's why I am sharing with you stories like this. McDonald's announced the McRib will be back December 3rd, and if you think it's gross, brace yourself, because it's now chuggable. To celebrate the return, they're selling McRib sauce by the gallon, Or technically,
oh no!
Technically, the half gallon.
That could have gone a lot worse. I was sure you were saying a McRib milkshake.
No,
no, if it's just a sauce, I'm okay.
Starting Monday at, and it's not Monday when you're having a story like this.
Monday
at 10 a.m. Eastern, you'll be able to buy half gallon jugs of it at Whole Lotta Mc.
Where?
At Whole Lotta Mc. It's hard to say. WholeLottaMcRibSauce.com. Jesus. Each jug costs $20. The site isn't live yet.
Oh, my God.
But there's a button that lets you add it to your Google Calendar so you won't forget.
You got to get off the computer because I'm going to go buy the way it's rib sauce and you can drink it. You can drink it. I like to drink it with good pickles and E. coli onions.
Eat too much. You need the goodies headache. But there it is. McRib sauce.
And keep in mind that the McRib does have the kind of onions that just had E. coli, just so you
disgusting.
Know. So
Trump already making things better.
Nasty. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he'll love that. He's going to love that.
Finally today, a Maine sheriff's deputy responded to an animal complaint and ended up collecting an 8-foot boa constrictor on the loose. The York County, Maine Sheriff's Office said Deputy Jonathan Marshall responded to Shapley Corner Road following a report of a loose animal, and he arrived to find the creature in question was a massive snake.
Massive.
The snake was turned over to the Maine Warden Service while authorities attempt to identify the apparent escaped pet's owner. When asked about the snake, the deputy said, "By golly, can that thing slither?" "I just scooped the thing up and put it in a cat, then threw it in the back of my truck. It wasn't moving real fast, and I think it was freezing. It's a little boa balls off. That's what I think. We hardly see any big snakes in these parts, but we lots of other creatures up here in Maine. Lots of them floating around, like bear, moose, skunks, chipmunks, porcupines, lots of deer, coyotes, raccoons, rabbits.
So many.
Possums, beavers, badgers, field mice, rats, squirrels. Remember the part where I told you, okay, we're done? Remember that at the beginning of the show? You forgot that.
No, you said you were going to signal me there.
Oh, and I was going to see you to hit the music, but that's all right. We got a lot of animals. We'll hit the music.
Okay, keep going.
That's all right. Yeah, sorry. Short-tailed, northern short-tailed shrew, long-tailed shrew. American water shrew, groundhogs, bobcats, otters, feral cats. Well, that does it. That's about it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. God damn it. Limited edition alert.
Oh.
Don't miss the 2024 Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Ornament. A mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Perfect for your tree, office, or anywhere that needs a festive TMOS touch. It comes ready to hang with a custom loop and is packed in a holly jolly gift box.
Yes.
Complete your collection or grab one for a loved one. Supplies are extremely limited. Please note, this ornament is non-denominational. Everybody wins. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, it's just like our mug. Remember to buy your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, it makes a great shot glass. I like chilled fireball in mine. And if you're in recovery, fill it with a tasty nog non-alcoholic. Have an O'Merry Christmas. There we are.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Buy it now.
All right. Rob has wanted to get to this for quite some time on the show, and that is pooping at work.
Yeah.
When we all used to be in the same studio, in the same location, we really had problems with it. And problems were somebody goes in there, the community toilet that we all share, and somebody decides it's time to drop one, and it's not pleasant, unpleasant. But you have a whole story.
Was this a problem at the Manassas studio when you guys were in your home?
No, because I think we really kind of, due to the nature of a private home, we really didn't do that as often as it would have been done at the studio.
I don't think I ever did take a smash at your house.
I don't think you did. I don't think anybody did.
No.
I don't remember.
Oscar destroyed your toilet once.
One time, but that was a party, and we were all drinking. But that had nothing to do with the show. However, WJFK. Hello, Eric Bickle. Oh, my God.
Well, the WJFK bathroom was ostensibly a great bathroom. I didn't like the wallpaper. The wallpaper was very sort of disorienting, but it had two stalls, a regular stall and a handicap stall. And I think most of us preferred the handicap stall because of the room there.
Yes.
And I know that eventually you even stopped hiding it because you would go in through the lobby with your newspaper.
I would because, and really... A habit I have fallen out of is not really even being able to function without some sort of reading material. We are so online at our house now that I don't get the... And I love a good glossy magazine. I really do. I just can't afford them anymore. So I don't buy the ones I used to buy. I really don't.
They're cheaper if you subscribe. And I know you like having a magazine because when you're finished, you just rip out one page.
Mm-hmm. And use it for toilet paper.
Exactly. Clean yourself.
Absolutely.
But I have done it at work. Now, I think I said this fairly recently, is that at the Georgetown studios when we were there in the original, when we left the living room, I would not poop there as a courtesy. But because of my long drive in, I would oftentimes stop at either the Starbucks or the Einstein Brothers place and poop
That's
there.
That's kind of you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it is, I think.
People have to take a leak at the bagel joint. Like, oh, my God, who was in here? Do not go in there.
I promise you this, Mike. It was better than the coffee.
Okay. Yeah. Bad coffee. At the bagel shop?
Yeah. Oh, they had the worst coffee. Good bagels, though. Good bagels.
Okay. All right.
But really bad coffee. Mm-hmm. 1 in 12 employees have never pooped at work.
That's God like, bless those people. What's
like
self-control?
8%.
That's but marvelous.
They,
I love
gotta
that.
They've got to be lying. Don't you think they're lying?
Hold on. That seems to be rearing its ugly head today. No, to the best of my knowledge, I've never pooped at work.
That is a lie.
Now, like would you curtail your at-work poopery because of you're scared to do it?
Oh, I would out of not embarrassed, scared, not scared, but definitely if I didn't have to, it was not something I, but I'll tell you the schedule when we were doing afternoon drive, and it's like a 2 p.m. arrival or a 2:30 arrival for a 3 o'clock show that's going to be off at 7 o'clock. What was that? What?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. I would, regularly, but it was much easier after hours, after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
But I also couldn't do it during the show.
No,
wasn't enough time.
There was, Mike, when we were running 10-minute and 40-second commercial breaks. You probably could have.
Back in those days, 10 minutes and 40 seconds didn't cut it for me.
Didn't cut it. I did a lot of weekend work at the mighty WJFK where I would just basically board up jazz music.
Yep.
And there were a couple long records that's scared if you leave during a record on an air shift and you try to get it done. Because there's no one in the building except you.
I still remember. And for disc jockeys, people that are doing long shifts on the air and nature calls,
six hours is a long time. It really
when
is.
When I was a country disc jockey, I still remember my number one song for pooping, and it was Uneasy Rider by Charlie Daniels. I kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee.
That is so, if I ever heard that on the radio, I would guarantee someone is pinching.
Freebird.
Yep, that's a good one.
Freebird was a good one with that. And, you could count on it back in the day. It's all different now. It's all computer. You do a computer poop now.
Yeah. Mike, here are the statistics that in addition to 1 in 12 people who have never pooped at work, 34% are scared to poop at work. And I don't get that. I mean, it's normal, right?
Right.
1 in 5 employees, or 19%, refuse to poop at work unless it's absolutely necessary. Have you ever curtailed your urge?
Yes, multiple times.
Okay, how come?
Because I'd rather, look, I think everybody would rather, take care of business at home. I think that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
One in four people
choose to hold it until they get home. That's 25%. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're just comfortable and you don't want to bother people. And that's bothering people. And I wish there was technology that existed that prevented the non-courtesy flusher from, wrecking a bathroom. And that, by the way, and this is disgusting. I'm sorry, but it needs to be said.
Yeah.
And this is for everybody. And this is even at home if you've got a significant other or kids or whatever. Let me introduce a concept that is lost. Would you not agree, Rob? Lost on some people?
Oh,
the courtesy flush?
It was like a unicorn at WJFK.
The courtesy flush is as follows. As soon as your little projects hit the water, you flush.
Yeah.
If you leave them there, they are going to emit nastiness.
Exactly.
And if you courtesy flush, then you can wait and take your time and see if there's anything left. But even multiple courtesy flushes are acceptable. So please, just keep that in mind. I think it's essential if you're going to do something in a community environment.
Let's break this down by gender, Mike. Who do you think is more likely to dislike pooping at work, men or women? Who avoids it more?
Boy, that's tough. That is really tough. But I'm gonna do a wild card. I'm gonna say men.
No, women dislike it more.
Yeah,
and the reasons that
petite and nice and sweet and perfect.
I don't know. These
that.
People didn't work at WJFK. I'm not sure.
we could make a list.
We could.
Hollingsworth.
Mike, who's in the traffic department today?
Exactly.
The people that are most concerned, the lack of privacy is the main concern they cite,
yep.
is that there's no privacy there.
Yep.
Embarrassment about the smell is second.
Here's the thing, and I hate to go into detail again, but I it's an important subject, and I think we should cover it thoroughly. And that is the lack of privacy would involve anywhere where it's public and there's somebody on the other side of a wall or a stall that can hear you. Because I don't think I'm abnormal when in many circumstances prior to the solid, there's a gaseous element that might come out prior to that. And when it's amplified in the porcelain, it's embarrassing.
You bring that up, Mike. I hadn't thought about the amplification qualities of a bowl. It's not unlike those microphones you see on the sidelines of an NFL game.
Exactly.
You can make it louder.
That's why everyone has their favorite spot to stop by on the way home or the way to the office or lunch break, because you've got a spot where you feel at least a little privacy.
That's as subtle a mouth sound as I've ever made.
Mike, do you know?
65 years old.
Did you know that December 7th of this year marks the 15th anniversary of this very podcast? Not us together, but this podcast as an entity, 15 years. And that might be my favorite 10 seconds in all of those 15
years. We're going to have a cocktail party, aren't we, on December 7th?
We are to celebrate.
We haven't started promoting it, but that's on the docket. All right, wrap this up.
Okay, wrap it up. The other concerns are fear of judgment from coworkers. Concerns about cleanliness, people who are poop shy because they can't poop at work, and Mike, of course, embarrassment about the smell.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And, and everybody just remember, you can avoid a lot of problems with the CF, as I like to call it, the courtesy flush. Do it for the holidays. Turn over a new stool.
The holidays, Mike. Are you poop shy?
Not really. No, I just did. We'll take a break. And we will come back with just a word of encouragement for my long-suffering team. I'd like to do that. Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, Mr. Christmas Guy, do you want to be the life of the holiday party? Forget the ugly sweater and bring a bottle with the story. Naked Wines connects you to the world's finest independent winemakers, delivering top-tier wines at a fraction of the cost. With our code, you'll score 6 bottles for just $39.99. Celebrate life's little joys with wine that sparks connection, perfect for sharing with friends and family. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Uncork something special this season with Naked Wines. Cheers. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password. And you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. I'm going to tell you that during this period of time, I had family last weekend. We enjoyed multiple bottles of Naked Wines wine. And the string continues. Naked Wines, for me personally, batting 1,000%. Buddy, have a drink and enjoy your Naked Wines. $39.99 for 6 bottles, and they're all delish. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have suffered more than most in my NFL fandom this season. I truly have. You know, we all, some of us, are into sports on this show. And some of us have been suffering more than others. I think one would argue that Josh Soroka, as far as his baseball passion, had a relatively enjoyable season up until playoff time when it was very disappointing for him. Me, not so much. For the second year in a row, my team tanked early in the season. And here we are before Thanksgiving, and the Giants have no prayer whatsoever of making the playoffs. But in Giants world, and for those of you that don't know or don't pay attention, they have now benched their suffering quarterback, Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, and they have not only benched him, but they have elevated the third string quarterback, a guy known as Tommy DeVito, to the first stringer, and he will be starting for the Giants against a Florida team, Tampa Bay, up in New York this weekend.
This is the guy that was bringing other Giants to his house for dinner, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I joked about him coming back, and you said not a possibility because he's third string. So it came true.
Drew Lock is the number two guy. They skipped him and went right there. They brought in Boyle, I think, is the quarterback, as a third stringer, putting Daniel Jones pretty much inactive for the rest of the season. And the popular scuttlebutt up in New York, it's not scuttlebutt, it's probably the truth, that Daniel Jones has thrown his last ball for the New York Giants, and they're going to release him after the season is over. I say thank God.
Are you looking forward to him landing at another team and being great? Because you know that's going to happen.
No, this one will not. Saquon, different story. Unbelievable generational talent in the NFL. Danny Dimes, don't think so.
Mike,
really,
I promise
don't think
you.
So.
I promise you it will happen, because that is the worst possible thing that could happen for the Giants fans.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
And this is the way I always look at sports. I don't know. Josh, you're another sports fan. I don't know if you feel the same way as I do, but with all the passion, and during the game this doesn't apply, I'll yell at him and scream at him as much as the next guy, and the day after I'll be as pissed off as the next guy. But then when it all settles down, you realize this is a guy in his mid-20s. This is a guy that has been under the microscope, and even with the ridiculous sum of money he's been paid, it still comes down to a human being who is going through probably really unbearable times in his chosen career, just spotlighted as sucking by every paper in New York, you know?
Yeah, and he has it harder because of going in New York.
Right.
Which is why he'll probably end up with the Panthers next season.
Starting quarterback for Carolina.
Was he excellent in college? How did he make the jump if he's always been a disappointment?
Well, he was good in college, but he didn't play for exactly a powerhouse. He played for a very well-known school, Duke, but he was not, I don't know the background that much. I know when he was picked first round, I think it's the sixth pick in the draft, he was, it was a weird pick. People didn't really understand it.
He was always a questionable pick because his team played really well in college. But to be the sixth overall quarterback, he only threw 15 touchdowns in college.
Yeah.
It was mostly running.
Yeah. It was a dumb move. It was a dumb move, and now he's gone.
More running than throwing, Mike.
Well, what it was running, throwing, missing.
Yeah.
That's really what
was there a lot of intercepting?
There was intercepting, and there was sacking.
Oh, I hate sacking.
And fumbling.
Yeah, fumbling, sure.
And Josh remembers this because it's one of the most famous clips in all of sports. When he broke loose for a possible open field touchdown, there was dripping. There was dripping as well.
But this is a great week to get Tommy behind center because you got two games.
Yeah, absolutely.
So mm-hmm.
Two games.
You got a chance for him to be a star.
Because Thanksgiving will be the Cowboys, and the Giants are going to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. I love it. I don't care whether they're winning or losing. I like a good Giants game on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, really Mike.
Thanksgiving. So for Tommy Cutlets, named after that because his mom made a Italian chicken cutlets like a Parmesan.
Yeah, delicious.
Thing.
Yeah.
I say more power. Now, here's the thing. Tommy got a lot of notoriety when he first played because he's a local New York kid, was a high school prodigy in the New York area, brought teammates over, had a weird, quirky agent. All of that is behind him now. His quote is, I'm focusing on football. He's gotten his own place, doesn't live with his parents anymore like he did before. That was a big news story. He's trying to keep a low profile. And look, on any given day, you never know how much a guy can grow, how much a guy can be successful. Tom Brady's an example of somebody that wasn't that highly touted when he came out of college, but look what he became. And there's always the possibility. But then again, there's also the Giants factor, which means he might just suck up the joint like everybody sucks up the joint there. We'll have to wait
Mike,
and see.
The Maras have a touch of gold. This the is Maras. Going to be a turning point.
Yes. John Wellington. Looking
Wellington is
heaven.
My favorite, yes.
Oh, yes. A great owner, great beef. Really, really fantastic.
And, of course,
absolutely
his wife,
yummy.
Cara.
Cara Wellington.
Cara Mara.
Cara Mara, yes. Cara Mara. Or Sarah Mara.
Also good.
That's all I got. I'm out. We'll come back with
Farrah.
Beautiful video. Farrah Mara, you win. You win the game. Farrah Mara. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. What are your holiday goals? International travel? Reconnecting with family? Learning a new language? It can make all the difference. Imagine chatting with relatives in their native tongue. With Rosetta Stone, it's possible. For over 30 years, millions have trusted Rosetta Stone to master languages like Spanish, French, Japanese, German, and more. Their true accent feature gives real-time feedback on pronunciation. It's like having a personal coach. And right now, you can get a lifetime membership access to all 25 languages for 50% off. Don't miss this incredible deal. Start your language journey today. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. You can speak to Santa in German. That's Sinterklaas, right?
Exactly. That's where he comes from. Yeah. Sinterklaas.
Now, on Monday's show, I'm leaving it to Monday because I would like all the guys to, if you can, and this is just a tease for content. I normally don't do this. Check out the new Taylor Sheridan Paramount Plus show. It's called Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
And there's just a plot line that's in that. I've only seen two episodes. Only two have been released so far. Landman. And see if you notice something.
Can
about
I
it.
Ask
I'll be talking about it on Monday.
A very vague question since I've not seen it. I just want to know this. Do you feel that Taylor Sheridan's tank is emptying?
No.
Okay, good.
I do not.
Okay.
I love the guy. I think he's an amazing, prolific writer. Does he have a few too many irons in the fire? Probably, but he's still generating content, and it's still successful, so we'll have to wait and see what that is.
Exactly. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
I am excited about a documentary that's coming up on Netflix because I think it's going to really underscore the stupidity of our country and almost pinpoint when it began to decline.
Okay.
And the three words that I think started the decline, girls gone wild.
Okay. Did you imagine that one day you'd be sitting in a chair to talk about Girls Gone Wild?
I figured at some point. I get it.
Mike, that's one of the girls who went wild. Hasn't she aged well?
Wow.
Knock on the door.
Oh, it's Peacock.
The whole fantasy was that it was real. The girl you've had a crush on comes up to you and says,
It was so shocking.
Hey, I'm over here.
It blew my mind what Joe Francis was able to convince these young girls to do.
If I took no for an answer, I wouldn't be where I was.
Joe Francis was everywhere.
He's hanging out with famous people. In the first 2 years, Girls Gone Wild made $20 million.
Girls were already pulling their tops off and flashing the jet as we were pulling in.
I never thought that would come back and haunt me for 20 years.
When you videotape yourself showing your body, why would you not think it would come back to haunt you?
I agree. And
this is also a weird time where it's kind of pre-internet. No one understands that video is going to be around on the internet forever.
And, you know, it file it under, nobody anywhere can be absolved of doing an occasional stupid thing when they're young.
True.
I mean, it happens. And if you're down there and there's alcohol that's a factor, and that guy, how sleazeball.
Joe Francis, I just hope he comes out of the documentary looking good.
Didn't they get in all sorts of trouble, though? Didn't they get sued a bunch of times?
I guess
I'd have to watch the. Yeah, they got sued a bunch of times. I guess watch the documentary. You'll find out. I wouldn't be anywhere if I took no for an answer.
Mike, you need to watch the sequel documentary, Lawyers Gone Wild.
Yes, that was the Don and Mike show during the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen.
Starring Joe Coyne.
Yay!
Mike, I talked about how stupid people sort of began then, but stupid people are still there, and some of them are on cruise ships. Now, let's say you're on a cruise ship out of Miami and you hit some rough water. You probably think you're in danger.
The videos that were circulating online last week showing some of the damage on board. The incident itself happening more than a week ago now after the ship departed on a 12-night transatlantic crossing from Barcelona to Miami. But while off the coast of Spain, passengers say the ship suddenly started to list or lean to one side without any warning, causing tables to fall over, breaking liquor bottles, and leaving the floor in some areas covered in broken glass. The mess cleaned up by crew members within minutes, according to passengers, as the ship then turned around to take one injured passenger to a hospital in Spain. As a result, the Explorer did arrive here in Port Miami 3 days later than expected, those on board disembarking earlier. They tell me the captain did make an announcement on board stating the ship had listed more than 14 degrees to one side. Ironically, they say much of this started during a performance in the main theater highlighting the Celine Dion performance of the Titanic.
This guy coming up. This is the guy.
Take a listen to how they describe this chaotic situation.
We were in the theater and they were playing a Celine Dion song from Titanic. And we actually thought it was part of a special effects. The ship started to tip to one side.
Mike, he thought it was a special effect.
Wow. Are we getting that video? Are we? It's kind of choppy.
It broke up a little bit.
All right. Okay.
It was fine.
Okay.
But Mike, just know that when your ship tips 14 degrees to one side, that's not a special effect. That is not making you think you're on the Titanic.
Yeah,
that is a problem. So
I'd be terrified.
Would you like to see
out.
Some video of it?
Sure.
The ship?
Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Please do. Let's see that. I would love
this
to see
this is according
that.
To the New York God, Post.
Scary. So.
Oh, my God. Look at the people. Yeah that's
oh,
well, that's a big video screen. That thing's heavy.
Yeah, and that's expensive. And
go back
gone.
To your rooms, people. Go back to your rooms.
Mike, it just used to be Legionnaire's disease that you had to worry about. Now you've got all of this.
The whole cruising experience. But the idea of like a transatlantic crossing has always appealed to me. It'd be kind of fun. And then you see something like that. It's Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
We had nothing but a smooth sailing. I loved it. It's like being in a hotel. But that if I went through that, it would change me.
Yep.
Mike, not all people are stupid. Some people are old. And even when you're 97, you can still have your dream come true. Let's close with this lucky lady.
You're never too old to stop doing what you love. That message rings especially true for one woman at Candlestone Assisted Living in Midland. We caught up with the senior cheerleader
nice
and a few of her new friends
this
giving
lady.
Old memories new life.
A 97-year-old cheerleader, Mike.
I'm watching Frankie Valli.
I know, right?
Meet Isla Jean Doering. She's 97 years young and a former Merrill Vandal cheerleader. But this week, with the help of the Merrill High School cheer team and coach Jenna Glazer, she was able to put her uniform back on
nice.
And even become a flyer for the day.
God bless
Lift
her.
Lift up, and we're like,
really? She just went, yeah. She got right up there and stood right up, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. And after God that, Mike, because she missed being a cheerleader, she pulled a train with the NFL, with the football
that's
team.
That's nasty. God. Oh, my. What a way to end.
Just like being in high school again.
What a way to end, you monster. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow. I might deal with the Billy Bob on the bonus show.
Okay.
Because that actually would lend itself more to talking about the creep factor. That's it. And then maybe we can throw a clip in, too.
So
that.
Tomorrow we will watch William Robert Thornton.
William Robert Thornton, who looks so that's great.
Some homework for tonight.
Yeah.
Little homework. I would, even if you don't want to watch the whole thing, just watch the second episode.
Okay.
You'll get plenty of the plot line I'm talking about. I think it should be interesting. We got to get out of here.
Fun.
And buy an ornament today. Buy an ornament,
yes.
And hang it on your tree, because Thanksgiving's next week. For Josh Roca, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Ding dong, merrily on high. Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large. Yes, Christmas on a pizza. Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts, and roast potato tots. Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 22nd of December 2024. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.